أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال تعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال عيدا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال عيدا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة في البدع وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد Verily all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our cherisher, our sustainer, Lord of all the worlds. To Allah azza wa jal we turn to in all our affairs, be it an affair of sadness or an affair of happiness. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete submission. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah azza wa jal is the only disposer of affairs. And we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of you and I. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially on this beautiful first Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. A month which is, whose rank is in its reward. It's the actions are multiplied in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we recite Quran, if we do acts of ibadat, these are multiplied by some number. Perhaps we know 10 times, perhaps 700 times, praying in jama, so on and so forth. But when we fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal did not quantify this. Did not say you fast one day, it is equal in the month of Ramadan, it is equal to 10 blessings, or it is equal to this. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reward for the people who fast, the reward is with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful ni'mah of making us from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for causing us to be among those who witness this blessed noble guest Ramadan al-Mubarak. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His constant pouring and pouring of favors upon us every single moment of our lives. Alhamdulillah wa shukrillah, shukrillah walhamdulillah, shukrillah walhamdulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are living in unprecedented times. Indeed, it is a time in our lifetime. Perhaps our parents did not witness something of this in their lifetime, but we are experiencing we're experiencing a global event in the prime, perhaps, of our lives. And our children now are witnessing this as they are beginning their lives. So clearly, the world that they are going to be faced with will definitely be different and be drastically different, as a matter of fact, from the world we lived in. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal arm them with the skills, arm them with the iman, arm them with that which will make them successful in their deen, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity, my beloved brothers and sisters, that this month of Ramadan, in which the shaitan is chained, it makes it that much more easier for us to do good deeds. And the ability to do good deeds, number one, comes from us being trained and the inclination of our own habits to do good deeds in the beginning. So now doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan, it's second nature, as it is said. But then the people who do not are accustomed to do good deeds, this is an opportunity for when you do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies it. And from among the good deeds, we know this is the month of the Holy Quran. This is the month when we stand in the various masajid and we listen to the Holy Quran. We probably listen to more Quran in the month of Ramadan than any other time out of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And this is of a great virtue to us and a great ni'mah and a blessing for us. As we know from the hadith of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, who relates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. The best of you who learns the Quran is the one who learns the Quran and he teaches it to others. These are the best of the people among us, as told to us in a narration by Uthman ibn Affan, who says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, if we want to be from the best of the people and we want to be among the best, we have to be those who learn the Quran and share it with others and teach it to others. So that is number one. Number two, in terms of the benefit, we said that the month of Ramadan magnifies. We know from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, he relates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites a single letter of the Holy Quran, they shall receive one reward. They shall receive one reward, with each reward multiplied tenfold. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ba, Seen, Meem. These are the first three letters of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By reciting this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is part of Surah Tawbah, this actually, for the Ba, we got 10 rewards. For the Seen, we get 10 rewards. For the Meem, we get 10 rewards. Not Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we get 10 rewards. No, for every single letter, we get 10 rewards. And then he says, I do not say Alif, Lam, Meem is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Meem is one letter. And so this is how very easily, by spending time with the Holy Quran, we're able to amass good deeds in our bank account. We want to amass good deeds in our bank account. And this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, reflecting and reciting the Holy Quran is one of the simplest and easiest ways of getting 10x returns on our investment. Now, 10x return on our investment, that is out of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we know every single action is 70 to 700 times. So potentially we're looking for every letter, if we do the math, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, and Allah is ghani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous, 7,000 times for one single letter. In another hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, she says that Rasul sallallahu radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the expert reciter of the Holy Quran is with the noble and righteous angels. And the one who stutters in it and finds it difficult has twofold reward. Another narration states that and the one who recites and finds it difficult has a twofold reward. Imagine that. The one who can recite it in an expert manner, the Holy Quran, they have the status of being with the righteous and noble angels in that category. And the one who stutters, like you and I, the one who stutters and we find difficulty in our recitation, for every single letter, we have the twofold reward. So understand what is happening here. The magnification of the rewards for us whose mother tongue is not Arabic and we are not brought up in that environment where perhaps it was not taught to us in an early age, and now we are adults and we find difficulty, have tremendous hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now pick up the Quran in the month of Ramadan al Mubarak, you will find the amount of reward that you're able to amass. My beloved brothers and sisters, this month of Ramadan and this being able to recite the Holy Quran in it, it is something that is heavy on the scales. Anas radiallahu ta'ala relates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the believer who recites the Quran is like a sitra. Its fragrance is beautiful and its taste is good. So this fruit is like a lemon, but not as acidic. He said, the believer who recites the Quran is like the citron. Its fragrance is beautiful and its taste is good. And the believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date. The date tamar that we break the fast with, the believer who does not recite the Quran, he's like a date. So whenever we break our fast and we pick up our date, evaluate yourself. Am I a date? Or am I more fragrant? Am I a citron? Am I a date? Am I a believer who does not recite the Quran? Ponder upon this hadith from Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date. And what's the quality of a date? It has no fragrance and its taste is good. But its taste is good. It has no fragrance, but its taste is good. And the hypocrite, the one who recites the Quran is like basil. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who spends excessively out of perhaps showing off or perhaps things like that, he recites the Quran is like a basil, which means that we know the basil, it's fragrant. The basil, its fragrance is beautiful, but the taste is bitter. So outwardly, it looks beautiful because the nature of reciting the Quran, it fills you with nur, right? So you emit fragrance, you're beautiful, but the taste, because of these qualities and bad traits this person has, the taste is bitter. So this is from Anas ibn radiallahu ta'ala an. And then we know that the example of a righteous companion, if we were to not to get nothing from this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the example of a righteous companion is that of a perfume seller. Think of a perfume shop. So the example of being righteous and what makes us righteous is this connection with the Holy Quran, and the connection is amplified and it becomes very easy for us to become people of quality in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending time with the Quran. And when we spend time with the Quran in the month of Ramadan, we become people of nur. And so righteousness, and it's very easy to become righteous in the holy month of Ramadan. And so the example of a righteous companion, therefore, is that of a perfume seller. And if you were to get nothing from him, you would still enjoy his fragrance. You have a friend who puts beautiful perfume on, right? Or he sells perfume. And if you were to meet him or you go by his shop, you would have this beautiful smell of perfume. If you didn't get anything from him, if the perfume shop seller did not give you anything from the store, at least you're going to enjoy the fragrance. And the example of an evil companion, when we don't have the Quran with us, when we don't recite the Quran, our nur, our light becomes dim, right? And that in essence, by not having this Quran as a guard and a guide for us, it is very easy for us to go astray. By not having the Holy Quran as a companion, we find that it's very easy for us to go down a different track. And then they said the example of an evil companion is that of a blacksmith. If his sooth does not soil you, you will take in his fumes. So either way, you will get the fumes of from a blacksmith, which is not that nice, like a perfume shop, or at least you could potentially get your clothes soiled. So who's the companion we're actually speaking about here? The companion, therefore, is the Holy Quran. The companion is the Holy Quran. And that is what we need to keep, the Holy Quran as our companion during this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. My beloved brothers and sisters, it cannot be understated as to, you know, our relationship with the Holy Quran. Abu Umama relates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, read the Quran for verily, it will come on the day of standing, on Yawmul Qiyamah. Read the Quran, for verily it will come on that day of Yawmul Qiyamah as an intercessor for its companions. Subhanallah. The Quran, this relationship we're going to build with the Holy Quran in this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause it to come to be an intercessor for us on the Yawmul Qiyamah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we know also that of the rewards that we get from the reciting of the Holy Quran. And naturally, when we develop a relationship with the Holy Quran, it becomes our guide. And what other guide do we need? The Holy Quran, its natural disposition is to lead us to paradise. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Holy Quran is an intercessor, something given permission to intercede. And it is rightfully believed in, whoever puts it in front of him. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if we put the Holy Quran in front of us, it will lead us to paradise. And if we put it behind, the people who put the Holy Quran behind, it will steer him to the hellfire. La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. May Allah cause us to be the people who put the Holy Quran in front of us and let it be our guide. In a beautiful hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As heard the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he said, it will be said to the companions of the Quran, of the Holy Quran, read and elevate. Meaning, read and elevate through the levels of paradise. And beautify your voice, as you used to do when you were in the dunya. For verily your position in the paradise, we're going to raise our maqam in the paradise, will be the last verse you recite. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When we enter the Jannah, this is how our station is going to be elevated based on the recitation of the Holy Quran that we used to do in the dunya. Let us make this Ramadan a month of the Holy Quran and put it in the niyyah, that our niyyah is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our niyyah is to be from the best of people. We want, when we illuminate ourselves and we decorate ourselves with the Holy Quran, Allah puts nur on our right and our left, behind, in front, above, and below, and make us nur, ya hayu ya qayyum. O Allah, make us nur, ya hayu ya qayyum. And be people who the Quran is the source of raising our status. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala relates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates some people through this book, the Holy Quran. And he debases people through the same book. So let us be people people of whom the Holy Quran elevates. The Holy Quran is a guide for us, especially in the 11 months. When it is more difficult to do good, when it is more difficult to amass good, we have an opportunity to use the university of Ramadan al-Mubarak to cultivate good habits that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will make us a light. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala relates, he says, Abu Dharr relates, he said, he asked, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. He replied, be vigilant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning cultivate taqwa. Be vigilant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the essence of the whole matter. And so he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, give me more. He said, recite the Quran. Recite the Quran. It is a light for you on earth and a treasure for you in the heavens. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We want the Holy Quran to be a light for us on earth. More so in these difficult times of COVID-19, when we are witnessing unprecedented global events. My beloved brothers and sisters, to be people of strength, to be people of wisdom, to be people who protect other people in these times, continue to observe the rules of the city and state, continue to be people who protect others, because this is one of the fundamentals of our deen. Our Sharia is based upon this. It is one of the essence of our religion. And so to protect others, we also have to be able to protect ourselves. And how do we do that? Of course, we have to protect our body. We have to make sure in this time of Ramadan al-Mubarak, when we go so many hours without eating or drinking, when we have the opportunity to eat or drink, make sure that we remain hydrated. Make sure that we're drinking the water. Make sure that we're in the mornings, diuretics, things like tea that makes you lose fluids, you maybe minimize those and use the fluids that you retain. But when you finish in the breaking the fast and opening the fast, have a regimen of hydrating the body, because this is one way of protecting your health. And of course, getting sleep. We know that sleep in the month of Ramadan, it's something that we sometimes we don't get enough of. But find the times in the day or whenever in your schedule to be able to sleep. Sleep also strengthens the immune system. Fasting, we know, put your entire body in ketosis, in a balance, right? We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this beautiful fasting to put our body back in a balance. After the abuse we put our bodies through, fasting is here, Ramadan al-Mubarak is here to rescue us. So here again, the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as explained to us and exemplified by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is at our mercy for our own benefit. As we take care of our physical cells and our physical bodies through fasting and hydration and sleep and all these other aspects, let us remember our spiritual self. This is where the Holy Quran comes in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this month to be a month of beauty for us, our family, a month where we decorate ourselves with the Holy Quran, a month where we draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the prophetic example, the beautiful prophetic example of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, our hearts are sad, but our hearts also must be satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that it must have that yearning when masajids are now open, when it will be open again, that we find ourselves, this yearning that you have when it's closed, right? You when it's open, you rush to the masajid. You rush to it. Because let's not take that ni'mah for granted. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings and errors. May Allah have mercy on the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protection from all viruses and COVID-19 and diseases and disasters and calamities. And all people, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. May Allah forgive our parents and raise their rank and statuses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be people of example and be people of nur. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, please cause us, Ya Allah, to draw close to the Holy Quran, and let us use the month of Ramadan to our advantage in amassing good deeds. May Allah guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget to make dua for the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the protection of all people of the world, all the people who are in the front line saving lives and protecting human beings. Make dua for them. They don't have to be Muslim. Make dua for them. Please make dua for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, that they continue to protect the people and our loved ones, and so many are dying. Remember them. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, please forgive our beloved loved ones who are going to the great beyond, and accept them during this crisis as shaheed. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا وقرة عيون واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. My beloved brothers and sisters, I greet you with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.